I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're checking in on a State Department announcement. The American ambassador to Britain said today that the U.S. plans to put its embassy in London up for sale. Tim Naftali is a historian. He's a big fan of this landmark. Tim, first tell us where it is.
Oh, it's in Grosvenor Square in Mayfair, a very fashionable part of London. And this is a phenomenal place for Americans to visit. There is a statue of Franklin Roosevelt, and there's also an important statue of Dwight D. Eisenhower. The U.S. Embassy that's there right now is actually relatively new, but that was the area where Dwight Eisenhower had his military headquarters during World War II. There is, in the square, besides this beautiful statue of FDR, there's also a memorial to the victims of 9/11. So it's a place of remembrance, it's a place redolent with history, and it is a shame that for security reasons the State Department has decided to move our embassy.
When you say it's redolent with history, how long has the U.S. imprint been there?
U.S. imprint has been there since the 18th century, since the presidency of John Adams. It's a shame. I mean, you know, there's always, a tension between between landmarks and security considerations.
Well, I wonder, because it's for security reasons primarily, if there is any kind of a subliminal message when such a move happens. I mean, does it look like the ambassador of a country is in retreat?
Well, the role of ambassadors in our foreign policy has steadily eroded. There are so many points of intersection between countries. The ambassador is rarely the focal point anymore. I mean, the United States has, you know, the intelligence community and the defense community and our trade community and Congress. There are so many different players who are going to interact with British representatives that it's an artifact of history to even think of the ambassador as the central point. I do think, however, that when you end up building fortresses, as we've had to for security reasons, it does send an unfortunate signal. The U.S. embassy in a number of countries has become fortress-like. It is in Ottawa, the capital of Canada, for example, and it apparently is in Berlin. And we'll see what kind of architecture we choose for the new embassy in London.
So is the idea that everything has changed now in terms of the embassy itself, what it represents, what it stands for, whether or not it's supposed to be, you know, the American representation in a particular city, saying we're kind of one of you, as well as the role of the ambassador changing so radically, as you said?
It's, again, this sort of struggle we have over between hard power and soft power, you know. The embassy should be our front door, a way for foreigners to get to know us. But on the other hand, embassies also are targets. What's unfortunate is that we've determined that hardening a target is not enough. You actually have to move it. When our embassy is not as public, is not in an area where people might go, our presence is not felt as much. And the tension is this. Is your embassy your front door or is it a front line? Our embassies went from being the front door, in the sense of a pavilion or a way for people to get to know us outside of the United States, to being the front line. And it's that shift, which doesn't have anything to do with changes in diplomacy, but changes in the international security environment, that I think has made our embassies less inviting, and that's too bad.
We're going to leave it at that. Historian Tim Naftali speaking to us about the American Embassy in London. It was just announced today that the embassy in Grosvenor Square, which is the answer to our quiz, is going to be going up for sale as a new building is built in the suburbs of London. Nice to speak with you, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.